Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 5th of January, and I'm recording at 9:34 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Now, I hope you had a wonderful time during all of your seasonal Christmas and year-end holidays. Okay, well, in these markets, never a dull moment, as they say. Certainly plenty going on here today, and some of the nerves might be fraying a little bit, but well, let's run through some of these here. First, taking the Asia-Pacific stock markets. They are mostly, or I should say overwhelmingly, down. The exceptions are Australia had a gain of a quarter of a percentage point. And the big star, though, in the Asia-Pacific region was the Shanghai Composite Index, up 3.58% here today. That's a big surge. China's CSI also up over 3%, and the Shenzhen Composite up 1.5%, although it was a little mixed. The China Hang Seng indices, such as the China Enterprise Index and the Hang Seng Index itself, were down on the day. Okay, looking elsewhere, and get my screens sorted out here. I've got a complicated desk, if you ever had a look at it. Okay, here we go. The European stock market indices were really hammered in here today. Spain was the biggest decline. Well, it's second largest, down 3.45%. The FTSE MIB, that's Italy, down almost 5% here today. Euro Stoxx 50 down 3.7. So what's going on here? Well, a lot of people are fretting about the oil price, which slumped significantly here again today. I mean, I understand that, and in the United States, there's concern growing over the capital expenditure that came from all that shale work. But, you know, all these European economies, well, they benefit enormously from it. But they've got other things to worry about, such as the Greek election. And is Greece going to leave the EU? Well, if they're sensible, they may. That would be, the current front runner here is a very left-wing guy who says he's going to renegotiate the euro. But it's probably a lot of bluff involved in all that. At any rate, that election occurs later on this month. And then the Russian situation is clearly also a concern, this time not over any new aggression, at least not that I've read about. But Russian's stock market was hammered in here today, so it's giving up that rally that we saw really in the second half of December. And in the Americas, well, some pretty significant declines. I mean, the Dow, for instance, down 331 points, taking it back to 17,500. Remember, they were celebrating the break above 18,000 last month. It was down 1.86% today. The S&P coming back down towards that 2000 level, closed at 2020. That's down 1.83%. NASDAQ Composite also sharply lower, a little less though, 1.57%. Canada weaker still, 2.45, reflecting the energy. Ditto Mexico, similar decline. And poor old Brazil, down over 2%. So the bears definitely in charge here. And again, everybody citing the oil price. So say, I can understand why that unnerves people. For one thing, almost no one expected it. And there are consequences, inevitably, not least for the mainly energy exporters. But I also mentioned that U.S. Capital expenditure situation with shale. I mean, that's put on hold. Growth is not going to be as strong as people were hoping in the U.S. during the next few months while this oil price remains low. And elsewhere, what else have we got to see, talk about here? We've got the bonds, those U.S. 10-year treasuries, down to 2.037%. Now that's closing in on the December low, which was just a fraction below the 2% 2% level, and that's obviously reflecting concerns over the disinflationary, deflationary pressures that we're seeing, and it's telling a lot of investors that not all is well with the global economy, in case that had been lost on anyone. Okay, what else happened here? The dollar, that dollar index, that's strong again, up to 91.39. So it's been on a real tear over the last quarter or more. But we have to remember that's coming off about a, is it a, something like a 40-year low? I think very close to it. And about times long overdue recovery by the US dollar, which will be creating a headwind, as I've mentioned in all my recent audios, for some of those wonderful autonomies, which will be consolidating earnings back into US dollars. So they'll be experiencing some a little bit of cost pressures there. And we can also see among individual currencies, the euro, that fell to a low here today of 1.1864. So that's the lowest level we've seen in quite a while. It's still down on the day, but it closed off that low at 1.1935. And that 120 region thereabouts is well, that's been an important previous low over the last few years, and it's we're certainly challenged in here today, and that may continue for a while longer, given all the uncertainties in Europe, which includes what are they going to allow Mario Draghi to do in his presidential role at the European Central Bank. Draghi is taking the initiative here, but there are concerns that he may be fought. Well, unquestionably he'll be fought against in terms of some of the moves that he would actually like to take on behalf of fighting deflation. We will see, but that comes later this month, so that's another big uncertainty factor in the markets. And sterling down again, 1.5254. The Australian dollar, well, that's unchanged in here today, 1.8090. And Asian currencies were also a little weaker yet again in here today. They've been down pretty much every day against the greenback. But this is really mainly a story of U.S. dollar strength. Again, though, to put that into perspective, that's coming off a near 40-year low. Okay. Now in commodities, I mentioned crude oil that had really was hit hard in here today. The WTI, that's at West Texas Intermediate, at 49.88, down $2.81, and the Brent at 52.99, that's down $3.4 $3. So really, really hard hit in here, in here today. Is that a little bit climactic? Well, yes, but the trouble is we see no sign of the short covering and buying in here yet, and it's hardly surprising because the oil producers under the most pressure, Russia, Venezuela, they're pumping out absolutely everything they can to get every penny's worth of revenue that they possibly can in here. And nobody's thrown in the towel yet. Although this is certainly a tough situation for a lot of these shale producers here right now. But again, it all depends on its location, 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 isn't it? Like the property market. Depends where they've got their oil and whether the wells are in and whether they did any hedging and all those sort of issues. That's why this may drag on for a good many months. Okay, well, was there anything to offset that? Well, indeed there was, and we actually had the CCI index, that's that cumulative commodity index, was actually up today against the background of that very, very sharp drop in oil. And how was it up? Well, precious metals were stronger, although not palladium. But platinum not doing badly here today. It's at 1214.70. That's up nearly $11. Silver, good jump here. Currently at $16.19. That's up 42 cents overall. Gold firm at 1204 and change. So they've seen some haven demand. And then the grains and beans, very strong, particularly soybeans, in here today. Corn and wheat demand's picked up. There's some concern about the U.S. winter wheat over a cold spell that is hitting that part of the Midwest. So exciting stuff in here today, and I wouldn't expect calm to return anytime too soon. Now, the key thing to watch out for here with the S&P is how to, what actually happens in here. You know, it hit another new high towards the end, well, sort of in the second half of December before this corrective phase started. So it's still got rising highs, but we're getting close to the, we're not all that far away, I should say. Another day like this, and it'll be testing the December low. And a break beneath that December low in the MA would unnerve a few more people, and we would be looking at another further inconsistencies indicating that this was really a trading range despite the higher highs so far. Okay, roll on tomorrow. Meanwhile, one last thing I should really mention here today. We had one delegate come on and say who wanted to come along to, well, I beg your pardon, one subscriber came on and said he wanted to come along on the Markets Now presentation on the 12th, and we've got a few seats left for that. And he said in some of the earlier brochures that subscribers, fully paid up subscribers to the Fuller Tracy Money service, were able to get the lower rate quoted. That's the £50 rate that had ended on the public brochure. And that's a bit of an oversight on ours. And so I just do want to add that any of you who are subscribers, of course you are, you're listening to this audio, and if you would like to come along on for that discussion, that you can still grab a seat if you apply quickly, and it'll at the £50 rate. And my goodness, it's going to be a lively one, isn't it? slightly apprehensive about it, but there's going to be a lot of brain power there. And what I think is quite certain is that just combining our various thoughts and views here, we're all probably likely to walk away wiser afterwards. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.